Man, think sure I've been quiet around here lately. Hell, I haven't seen the neighbor kids in, what, 2 weeks? And you know what that must mean. Yep, they must have all gotten killed. Probably a sports car. They look so small when they're far away, but man, are they fast. Oh, they'll jump up on you. Catches you off guard every time, especially at night. That's what happened to my old friend Taco, you know. One day he's here, next thing you know, well, you don't see him for weeks. Then one night, Master's taking me for a walk, right? And he lets it slip. Now you stay with me, Jerry, he says. We don't want you to end up like old Taco. I'm thinking, what do you mean, Mexican? He says, yep, poor old Taco. Couldn't outrun that old truck, could he? I'm all, of course he couldn't. Why, did he tell you he could? Because he's such a liar sometimes. Then Master says, yep, old Taco got rolled up like a burrito beneath that tire well. Splat. Poor little guy died on the spot. Well, it doesn't take old Jerry long to read between the lines. I knew then and there something awful must have happened to Taco. Sure enough, a few weeks later, his retarded brother Gigi told me the whole ugly story of how Taco went to the bone store in the sky. Then, through the tears, Gigi said, and I'll never forget it, by the way, bone store, 456, bone store. The words still haunt me today. Poor Taco. Well, needless to say, I worry the neighbor kids may have met the same fate. I mean, it's been 2 weeks. What else could it be? I hate to think of the worst, but let's be... Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Sick. Look, Jerry the dog, he's doing that thing again.
Oh, yeah, that's totally gross.
Hey, who's that? Who's there? Who's judging me? Oh, there's a couple of neighbor kids. I guess they didn't get run over. It's a shame because those two are punks.
Oh, come on, pull up your pants. Nobody wants to see your damn underwear. I mean, that look can't possibly still be in, can it?
Oh, hush up, dog, or I'll slip some Ex-Lax in your water dish again. Remember when we did that?
Oh, yeah, that was like so hilarious.
They wouldn't be laughing so hard if the big one knew about the time I got an awful tummy ache and I crapped hot cocoa for like an hour in his swimming pool.
Yeah, it looked kind of cloudy that day, didn't it, smartass? Oh, but people swim in ponds and lakes all the time, right? How bad could it be?
Stupid dog's acting crazy. Let's wait over here today, huh, Roger?
Yeah, damn dog is so whack.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know what's going on here now. 2 weeks passed, right? Couldn't show their faces around the neighborhood. Oh, no. These poor kids didn't get run over at all. Poor things got neutered. That's what happened. Well, now I feel horrible for barking at them.
Hey, guys. Boys. Over here, fellas. On the leash. Yeah. Just need a second of your time, that's all.
What the hell you want, dog?
Hey, look, fellas. Sorry about your nuts. And seriously, it's not right what they get away with. Our masters, that is. Had I known, I would have never barked at you like I did. And, well, I just, as a guy with nuts, I feel kind of awful about that. And, sure feel awful about launching that butt missile in your swimming hole. Yeah? And, I hope there's no hard feelings, right, fellas? Huh? And like I said before, sorry about your nuts. I know that's gotta suck. So, sorry about your nuts. Okay, boys?
Hey, watch this. I got a rock. Hey, shut your yapper, you stupid mutt.
Hey! Ah, that hurt like hell.
Good one. Right in the head, man.
Stupid f***ing eunuchs! You nutless pieces of s***! Hey, guess what? Tupac's dead! Yeah, that's right! You suburbanite gangsta wannabes! Maybe those droopy britches of yours wouldn't keep falling to your bony knees if you had a pair of nuts to hold them up! You know, like these! Hey, Eminem! Snow! Look over here! Yeah, it's my nuts! And I can reach them with my...
Jerry! Cut it out, you stupid mutt! You're gonna scare all the kids in the neighborhood away!
All the kids? What do you mean, Master? All the... Hey... Yeah... There they are. Wow. They are all alive. Even little Cindy May. For my money, the cutest damn spayed five-year-old a dog could ever want. Look at her. Poor thing.
Hey, Cindy May. You look pretty this morning. I really like your hair. It really looks cute.
Sorry about your... Oh, it's a shame. It really is. Oh, and there's Billy, the tallest kid in the neighborhood. Oh, shit. if Billy didn't get acne, too.
It's okay, Billy. It'll clear up eventually. You hang in there, all right? Hey, P. Diddy has it, and he gets all the bitches. Of course, he has nuts still, but who knows? Maybe yours will grow back.
I told him maybe his nuts will grow back. I think he bought it. Well, at least they're alive. I thought the worst there for a second, but it looks like their two-week absence was about something entirely different. Oh, and there's the big yellow vehicle. Don't want to get caught beneath one of those suckers.
Hey, Jerry!
Who's that? Where'd that come from?
Up here, Jerry! On the school bus!
Timmy?
Hey, boy! My window's stuck! I gotta yell through it! Sorry about that, but just wanted to wish you a Happy New Year, boy!
Happy New Year?
Yes, boy! I haven't seen you since before Christmas break! 2 weeks sure fly by when you're distracted by a brand new game of EverQuest! Well, anyway, it's back to school today! Good old reading, writing, and arithmetic! Right, boy? Well, I guess I'll see you after school. I'll come over and play or something. Maybe I'll show you my brand new comic books.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
See you, boy!
2 weeks off, huh? Say you're headed back to school. Is that it? I'll be damned. Well?
Don't pee around the other boys, Timmy! Seriously! If the kids at school find out you had your nuts chopped off, you'll never hear the end of it! Keep them dipped, Timmy! Seriously! You'll thank me later.
Oh, poor kid. There's no way preparing for a life without, hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?